91X News.
It's 10 and mainly sunny at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Fleming. Residents of Quinte West have some good news to look forward to after last night's 2018 budget meeting. In the new budget, the base charges for water in the area will be $4.50 less than planned. Starting in 2018, the base charges for Quinte West residents will be $20.50. The council hopes this will help residents that want to conserve water have less of a monthly bill. Belleville City Council is meeting today and tomorrow to discuss their capital budget for 2018. The Trudeau Liberals are set to announce over $100 million of compensation for LGBTQ community members who lost jobs and faced systemic persecution during the national security purge of the Cold War era. Karen Rebo has more.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will deliver an apology today in the House of Commons to make amends to the LGBTQ community for job loss and systemic persecution. The Canadian press has learned the government is preparing to settle a class action lawsuit by setting aside more than $100 million to compensate those workers in the military and other federal agencies who were investigated, punished, and in some cases fired as part of the so-called gay purge. The government will also table legislation to expunge any criminal records dating back 50 years ago or more when homosexual acts were illegal. Karen Rebo, the Canadian Press.
Two people were killed late Monday night in a multi-vehicle crash between two transport trailers and three other vehicles on the 401 eastbound near Prescott. The vehicles collided between Prescott and Highway 416 at around 10:30 p.m. Four others were injured in the accident. The OPP say they have arrested a 60-year-old man from Brossard, Quebec, for dangerous operation of a vehicle causing death and dangerous operation of a vehicle causing bodily harm. Westbound lanes have been reopened. However, eastbound lanes from Maitland Drive to Highway 416 are still closed with no reopen time set at this time. Belleville police say they have found novelty money in the city. The money is paper and at a glance would be mistaken for the real thing, but a closer look reveals some very telling signs. They lack serial numbers as well as having Chinese characters on them. They are allegedly for trading purposes. The Bank of Canada has released a memo about the phony bills stating that the most common variations of them are $20 bills and $100 bills and are urging people to stay vigilant and check the various security features to make sure a bill is not counterfeit. Today is Giving Tuesday and the United Way is getting involved for the first time. Lorianne Little has the story.
With all the excitement building for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, the lesser-known Giving Tuesday is sometimes forgotten in all the madness. Most people don't know that the Tuesday after Cyber Monday is a day meant for people to give back to their communities and donate to local charities. This year, for the first time, the Quinte United Way is taking part in the festivities. Jody Cooper says that Giving Tuesday is
an opportunity to really showcase the power of collective giving.
The United Way says that for this day, their goal is not necessarily a dollar amount, but rather a goal of how many community members they will be able to help.
And we'll see what kind of impact we can make on the community.
The United Way Executive Director, Kathy Murphy, says
it's a challenge to raise the money, but the need is so high.
Lorianne Little, QNET News, Belleville.
A new poll suggests that many Canadians want to do away with trade barriers against alcohol. According to the poll, 89% of people who responded say they either strongly or somewhat agree that Canadians should be allowed to travel with any legal product across provinces. Howard Anglin of the Canadian Constitution Foundation says provinces are maintaining the laws for fear of change.
The bigger issue is it's just complacency and a lack of imagination. This is the way it is. This is the way they've done it. It's a fear of change and a failure to see that every other jurisdiction, every other federal jurisdiction in the world has figured out how to do this without reducing choice for consumers and having protectionist trade barriers between their subnational unit.
The U.S. military has said that a Russian fighter flew approximately 15 meters off the wing of a Nazi reconnaissance jet that was flying over the Black Sea. Asya Fuchs has more.
This caused violent turbulence that knocked the American plane into a 15-degree roll. U.S. European Command spokesman Juan Martinez says the maneuver by the Russian jet is being treated as an unsafe intercept. He says the American P-8A plane was conducting a routine operation in international airspace at the time. Intercepts occur regularly, but this is the first encounter reported as unsafe since June, when photos were released of a Russian jet coming so close to a U.S. plane that the Russian pilot could be seen in the cockpit. I'm Asya Fuchs.
Former U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama and former Vice President Joe Biden will both be in Toronto today, speaking at separate events. Obama will be speaking at an event hosted by the Economic Club of Canada and Plan International Canada regarding education and equality for women and girls around the world. Biden is the headline speaker at the Art of Leadership Conference, which will also be held in Montreal Wednesday. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have reportedly set a date for their wedding. According to officials for the British monarchy, the couple will be married next May at the Windsor Castle Chapel. Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge, says she and her husband are thrilled about the news.
William and I are absolutely thrilled. It's such exciting news. It's a really happy time for any couple, and we wish them all the best and hope they enjoy this happy moment.
A Canadian man is set to appear in San Francisco court today. Karim Baratov has been accused of a massive hack of Yahoo emails. Today's court date is scheduled as a change of plea hearing. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
A message from Quinty Waste Solutions.
How do you recycle glass? First of all, if the glass can be refunded at the beer store or LCBO, this is the best way to recycle glass bottles and jugs. For things like jars, residents can place glass items on top of the fibrous glue box. The important thing to remember with glass is that if it is broken, it must go in the garbage, or else it poses a safety risk for our drivers. Glass has to be visible so it can be separated properly instead of getting broken in the truck. Thank you for taking the time to recycle your glass with care.
This has been a message from Quinty Waste Solutions.
QNET Sports. The Belleville Senators play tomorrow night as they host the Laval Rocket at 7 p.m. A lot of player movement has happened since the weekend. Andrew Hammond rejoined the team from the Colorado Avalanche on Sunday, while Thomas Chabot was recalled to the Ottawa Senators on Monday. Loyalist College has announced their Athletes of the Week. Angelo Sarsonis and Katie Wiggins, both basketball players, were named to the honor as both put up stellar individual performances this week. The Florida Panthers beat the New Jersey Devils 3-2 last night. Roberto Luongo became just the second goalie in NHL history to win 200 games for two different teams. Hall of Famer Patrick Waugh was the other goalie. Luongo says he didn't realize he'd reached the milestone until after the game.
I didn't even know until after the game, so it's nice, but I'm not thinking about it too much, to be honest with you. I think just trying to stay in the zone in the moment right now and try to give my team a chance to win every night. And those accolades and milestones will be nice when it's all said and done.
Two more Russian athletes have been disqualified from the Olympics for doping today. The Russian Track and Field Federation says relay medalist Yulia Gushchina and long jumper Anna Nazarova were banned after their 2012 Olympic samples were retested. The Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Philadelphia 76ers by a score of 113-91 last night. LeBron James led the way with 30 points. 76ers center Joel Embiid says the Cavs kept him out of position.
I mean, they kind of took me out of the paint the whole night. I was basically at the three-point line because that's what the bigs do. So, and then LeBron just attacked, and kept attacking.
Tony Parker had a good first game of the season as his San Antonio Spurs beat the Dallas Mavericks 115-108. Dirk Nowitzki of the Mavericks says the Spurs are always hard to play against.
They use their length really, really well in defense. I feel like they can, every time we got in the paint and jumped up, and that's a recipe for disaster for us. They deflected some passes, blocked some shots, and then put some automatically in transition.
Toronto FC is preparing for the second leg of Major League Soccer's Eastern Conference Final tomorrow night in Toronto against Columbus. The two teams fought to a draw in the first game. The game to be held at BMO Field is sold out. Calgary Mayor Naheed Lynchy made good on his bet with Toronto Mayor John Tory over the results of Sunday's Grey Cup. At a Monday council meeting, Mayor Lynchy donned a Toronto Argonauts jersey and recited a poem praising the Toronto CFL team. Lynchy will also make a contribution to a Toronto food bank of Tory's choice as part of the bet. The Argonauts defeated the Calgary Stampeders 27-24 on Sunday. A rally for the Grey Cup champs is set for today in front of Toronto City Hall. The Toronto Maple Leafs are in action tonight as they take on the Calgary Flames with puck drop at 9 p.m. The Vancouver Canucks look to end the New York Islanders' win streak at 3, while the Edmonton Oilers host the Arizona Coyotes. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, sunny, high 11. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, 60% chance of showers late this evening and after midnight, low plus 3. At 12:10, it's 10, QNET News, on the air, on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Mike Fleming. News on 91X at 1:00.